For Nerds by Nerds production.
Igor, what are those intoxicating sounds?
Why, Master, it's the Four Nerds by Nerds Halloween Spooktacular!
Hello, ghosts and goblins, and welcome to Four Nerds by Nerds Halloween Spooktacular, year number four! Tammy's Revenge.
Yeah.
The fourth one in movies always has a nice little tagline.
That's true.
We are happy to be back. You know that we love to do Halloween proper, so strap in for an entire month full of gory goodness. And we are going to kick it off right with a movie we were supposed to do last year, but it wasn't streaming anywhere, so we are doing it now, which is Scream 2. That's how Tammy first ever came on the show. Mm-hmm. It's her first ever episode of Scream for our first Halloween. I think it was our first Halloween.
It's one of my favorite movies. It has been the day it came out, and still to this day is my favorite.
And we are going to see how well the sequel holds up. A lot of people like this movie, and I remember liking it at the time, but I don't really think it's all that great. I think it's very dated, if my memory serves me right. And I am very excited to see if there is any connection to explain the beginning of this movie, because I don't feel like they ever go back and be like, Jada Pinkett Smith was this person's friend, and that's why she got killed in the movie theater. So let's solve this mystery once and for all. But we are watching this on Paramount Plus. If you want to watch along, you don't need to. But if you want to, we will count to three, and then we will all hit play. One, two, three, play. Dimension Films. And this will be like the fourth Scream movie we've watched together.
Yeah.
Because we watched the first one for the show, and then you and me have seen 5 and 6 together in the theater.
Yeah.
Now we're watching part two. There's Jada Pinkett Smith. Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. And Omar Epps from House and lots of other
things. Oh, that's
where
I know him from.
Dracula 2000's own Omar Epps. But I don't have any memory of these two being related to anybody, because they're always related.
Oh yeah, they don't just kill people for no reason. There's always something.
But I don't even think she doesn't get a phone call or anything, right? So this is also the only one that doesn't start with a phone call?
I think so.
I mean, I can't imagine she's going to get a phone call in a movie theater in 1997 without cell phones, but
that
you
is
never
true.
Know. Maybe like an usher comes in and is like, excuse me, ma'am, phone call at the desk.
That'd be nuts.
That would be. They're just handing out free Halloween costumes?
What the heck?
No wonder someone gets killed.
There you go. Why is he green? I was wondering why the arm outside was green. That was a cool, like, thing. Like a cool animatronic thing above the theater.
Yeah, you don't see that shit anywhere.
No, that's pretty awesome. But his arm was green.
The movie's just starting.
And everyone's just going nuts.
There's someone flying around the movie theater.
Well, it's not someone.
Based on a book by Gail Weathers. Gail Weathers should be a millionaire in this movie, and she's not. She's still a reporter. There was not this many people doing lights and shit. Like, it's not a stage play. You're in a movie theater.
Yeah, there's no... I mean, I like that the mask glow in the dark. That's kind of nice.
That is fun. Is it Heather Graham? I know it was Heather Graham in the fourth one.
Oh, maybe.
They go to a... Yeah, it is. It is the same footage. It is Heather Graham playing Drew Barrymore. These movies in this universe are directed by Robert Rodriguez, the director of Spy Kids.
I love the shower scene right there.
She's already like cringing and stuff. It's like nothing's happened yet.
Not the water, no. Oh. That's the way horror movies have been, though.
Sorry, we're not talking a lot. I'm very dedicated to understand how this woman
who they are, yeah.
is related to the rest of it. Because I know who the killers are, so I don't know why they would go to a movie theater and kill this person. Also, this is the first stab movie. So more than half the people here are dressed up as Ghostface. This wouldn't be like a cultural icon yet. It's the first movie. I'm very worried. My audio is going to be weird because my wavelengths look too high, but I can't tell. Everybody's talking. And now they're acting like she's...
They all stopped right then. Oh, there he is.
I always just have this in my mind as the scene from Scary Movie now.
Same.
Where the girl's talking over and over again. And someone's like hitting her. How did Gail have all this knowledge? Like, how did they know that Drew Barrymore talked to him on the phone and stuff? I mean, phone records, I guess?
Maybe. Or she just assumed that this happened, like he called everybody. But you're right, how would they get this? How do you say that? I just like you already.
Also, are we supposed to believe that Jada Pinkett Smith is like a college age student?
Yes. We are. Are we? That.
Or is she just a person? Because she's not at the movie theater. Like, that's she's true, not, and she's not at still the college.
Figured out how she knows people.
Oh, let's see how much this costs. Medium popcorn and a small Pepsi. Give us a total, sir.
It was like $2.
Yeah. $1.37, please.
It's true.
Aw, he didn't say.
No.
I can tell you right now how old Jada Pinkett Smith was in 1997. I'm going to say not student age. She was 26 years old.
Does she not like scary movies? Did I miss this in the beginning?
Probably. But I think it's mostly she's very cynical. She doesn't believe in the movie-going experiments.
Like, the movie started and she's out here. She was already terrified. Like, I love a scary movie and get scared, but I'm not cringing at the shower turning on.
That's true. I think she wanted to see a different movie, and he was like, let's go see this movie. When you stand in front of the door, anybody could just wail both of you in the back.
Mm-hmm. She's not gonna look. Come on,
she's well, go no, back in by herself.
Out. Yep, that go find her by herself.
Yeah, that movie theater was packed. How's he gonna find you? Who would enjoy this movie experience? Everybody standing up, throwing popcorn, yelling.
Nobody.
Everyone's
absolutely
got
nobody.
Halloween costumes on.
I would be pissed. If this was the theater that we were in trying to see a movie.
People standing up yelling, die, 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 and throwing popcorn at the screen.
Yeah. You're right. And how long ago was this? Did this come out?
This movie is 26 years old.
Wow.
This came out the year after the first Scream. So they...
Oh, dang.
They busted this right out. This was like my Scream experience. Remember that? When we saw Scream 6? 5? 5.
The first one, yeah, 5.
And I went to the bathroom afterwards, and a ghost face came in after me. And then when I came out, there was a ghost face outside too.
Yep, I was there for the ghost face outside, obviously. I did not see the one go in.
It was terrifying.
Do you stand with the door open?
How did they know that he would fall for this? Like, oh, yeah. There's people fucking in this stall right here. Me, a grown man, with a hot girl waiting on me. Oh, don't. He's putting the side of his face to a stall door in a public bathroom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Disgust. You deserve to die, sir. He stabbed right through the ear.
Oh, I feel like it.
How did he know? How did he know exactly where it was?
Yeah.
Perfect aim.
He did a quick peek over the top. Yeah, just
standing on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're pretty incognito, dude. You're dressed like 90% of the people in here.
The only thing giving you away is the knife with blood on it, and even then, people might not even notice.
Pretty strong knife.
You had to go through the door, the partitions.
But why them? I need it all wrapped up at the end. Yeah,
no, you're right.
These people you didn't know and have never heard of. Maybe it was like a practice run. Like, hey, I'll kill some people. No blood on that jacket?
Yeah, they... Just like carrying the phone around, which I think is hilarious.
I think she was in the movie, though, right?
She did carry the phone around, yeah. Because her parents hear her, like, last breaths and all that fun stuff.
Oh, there we go. Now there's going to be blood on the jacket. This is a very well-lit movie theater.
There's just no way you would notice that.
She's not immediately like, what the fuck? She's just like, what is this?
Oh, this is weird. Did you get a jelly donut? Have a hot dog and spill ketchup all down the front of your shirt?
She's like, I've been stabbed.
Everyone's like, woo, stab! They almost stab you again.
You'd think somebody would notice. I mean, never. Never have I been
in. It looked like someone actually looked at them, but I'm wondering if it was just like someone's not used to being an extra. And they're like, oh, what's going on?
There are people running around everywhere during this movie filming or screening. There are people just running up and down the aisles, chasing one another with fake knives.
Which is just running up the thing, being like, I've been stabbed.
The perfect recipe for somebody to be stabbed to death and for you to get away with it.
And everyone thinks it's part of the show. People throw popcorn when things are bad.
Yeah. She just gets pelted in the head with a popcorn bucket. Get like, off the stage! Up.
Trying to watch a freaking movie.
That was not a very good death. You didn't even yell.
No, dude, she did.
You're just like, ah.
And the theater didn't erupt in like cheers, thinking that someone did that on purpose.
Scripted.
Yeah, the movie theater did that.
I'm gonna tell you, I bet $5 right now, five crisp American dollars, Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't ever explain who that was. They're just like, you know, what would be a cool intro?
Someone dies at a movie.
Two random people, but we couldn't make it one of the legacy characters from the first film that will inevitably die in this one. Let's make it two randos. Nev Campbell, they just give her a different haircut and expect you to believe a couple years have gone by. That's a sticker.
Yep.
Remember that? Remember when caller ID was new technology to be like, haha, yep. Got you, fucker. Guess what, Nev Campbell? Every phone has caller ID now.
Yeah.
Mine even tells me sometimes, this could be spam.
I was saying, mine tells me almost every call is spam.
Leave Shriver. He's out of jail.
Oh.
I love how she knows. She knows for a fact that Cotton Weary here did not kill her mom. Mm-hmm. Because her boyfriend literally admitted to killing her mom. And she's still like, that Cotton Weary, I need to be suspicious of him. Yep, it's like he was just plowing your mom.
That's it.
Which is weird. He's not that much older than Nev Campbell.
He doesn't look it, no.
Wonder if that sweater is a nod to Freddy Krueger, even though it's red and blue.
I was just thinking that.
Not red and green. I think Freddy's. Do you think Freddy's a big fan of Christmas? Is that why? Maybe it was Christmas time. Maybe that was just his Christmas sweater.
When that's, yeah, he just happened to be wearing a Christmas sweater.
He got burned alive, and that locked him into that outfit for eternity.
He's just stuck in this. He's like, what the fuck?
Why are his clothes like, not burned? Christmas. His entire body's burned, but his sweater's fine.
Maybe they dressed him up after.
Fedora made it out uncindered.
Here they go.
Let's see. We got the victims' names. Press conference is scheduled for later today. Seniors. They were seniors at the college. Is that all the information we're getting? 27-year-old seniors.
Apparently, that's it. Yeah, that is their connection. They were at the college.
My daughter is kind of rocking Nev Campbell's haircut right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buffy.
Yeah.
Sarah Michelle Gellar should and Pacey. Oh shit! There's a WB reunion up in here. I don't remember Joshua Jackson being in this bitch.
I don't either.
We're Mighty safe, Ducks
though. We've got Buffy, so
Timothy Oliphant. And Jamie Kennedy. He's back, too.
Yeah, well.
None of these people look like 22-year-olds. Except for Sarah Michelle Gellar and Joshua Jackson.
Yeah.
I always thought Joshua Jackson and Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance bear a striking similarity.
Yeah?
They could be brothers or cousins. He is related to somebody. Gerard Way is related to Joe Rogan.
No.
Yeah, they're like cousins. They just, like, pulled this motherfucker off the set of Dawson's Creek. He's dressed exactly the same.
Yeah, he really is.
Sarah Michelle Gellar just kind of, like, disappeared. I think she's back with some new show now, but her and Freddie Prinze still going strong, like, 20 years later.
I love that.
Yeah, good for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very interested to know this, too. Spoiler alerts for any of you watching Scream 2 for the first time right now. Timothy Oliphant is one of the bad guys.
What?
How or why? I have no idea. I wasn't really putting this together at 10 years old when I was watching it for the first time. Jamie Kennedy looks like he should be teaching the fucking class. He does not look like a freshman in college. He looks older than me, and I'm 36.
No, people get murdered at the movies. smell like that.
That's true. Yeah. Of course you would think it was a coincidence. Like, why would she be so suspicious? This, oh, it only happened to you once. This had, you know, maybe if you did this in like the fourth one.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is a you know, a trend. Not, hey, remember 2 years ago when my boyfriend went crazy and killed a bunch of people?
Right.
This must be related.
Yeah, I don't know why you would automatically assume they're coming after you.
I don't think Jerry O'Connell looks like a freshman in college either.
And then, yeah, there's only a few of them that do. And
I know they always take older people, but come on now. Sarah Michelle Gellar was at least college age, and so was Nev Campbell. Jerry O'Connell probably isn't too much older, but he had been a celebrity for so long, he just seemed older. Same with, like, Drew Barrymore. Everyone knew her from E.T. and shit. She seemed like she was 30 when she was in the first Scream. She was probably 24. I think this is one of the best Courtney Cox ever looked. You look good, girl.
Yeah, she does.
Before you went and plastic surgeryed up your face. And there's the other bad guy, Jackie from Roseanne.
No, not Jackie.
Which, if I'm not mistaken, it is revealed that she is Billy Loomis's mom. And that just flies under the radar the whole movie. You're telling me you were in a long-term relationship with this boy and you never met his mother once?
Right?
You never saw a picture of her?
Like, where has she been then? Because if dad's in jail, where's mom been?
Like, she can't be an estranged mother. If she was estranged, she wouldn't give a shit enough to start murdering people. Like, I just feel like this one is so much, like, looser. Because none of these people are, like, very tightly related. Like Sarah Michelle Gellar. She's just a college student. Why does she get killed? She's not related to Sydney in any way. Like, what are these people targeted for? In the first one, it makes sense. Like, Drew Barrymore was Stu's ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone hated the principal. Who else dies in that one? Stu's other girlfriend.
Stu hates girls.
Yeah. Stu's got real commitment issues.
Oh, have you seen it? I don't know if we've talked about this. Did you see the thing that went around saying that Stu was supposed to come back and do one of the Screams, but they stopped it because Columbine happened?
Yeah, he's supposed to be the bad guy in the third one, I think.
Yeah.
He's in this. He's in the background of one of the party scenes. You can see him real quick.
Because, like, oh my goodness. People were, like, all talking about it, and then they're like, no, we have it. He said it himself, and then there's a clip of Matthew Lillard talking about it.
Watch out, Nev Campbell. That's the killer from Urban Legend.
Yeah.
Where she also plays a bitchy sorority girl.
I mean, when you get typecast.
It's true. The late 90s, early 2000s were
I know that.
You know which one?
The one that was just talking. That one on the left.
Yeah. From what?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I don't know, but I know her. I know that face and that voice, and I just can't put where I know her from.
She's from the Delta Lambda fraternity. Sorority? Sorority. It's Dewey. Dewey's just wandering around by a tree.
Dewey.
They make him, like, mentally challenged in this one because he got stabbed that one time. I thought about this yesterday when I was thinking about the newer Scream movies. And, like, 4 and 5. in this one and the third one, he's all like, he limp, runs with a limp and his arms all like up towards his body because he got stabbed in the spine. In 4 and 5, he's just back to being completely fine.
Maybe it's taken a lot of years to get better.
He's if he was stabbed in a way that paralyzed his body in any sort of fashion, they would not continue to let him be a police officer, let alone become the sheriff of the town. Look at that little mustache. We got a Buffy on Buffy crossover here. David Arquette is in the Buffy the Vampire movie. And Sarah Michelle Gellar is the Buffy from the show. Yeah, he plays Luke Perry's friend that becomes a vampire.
Oh.
I like that movie. That movie's fun. Written by Joss Whedon, but there was a lot of studio interference, so that's why he made the TV show eventually, because he's like, this was not really supposed to be like a comedy. This was supposed to be like a scary movie.
I loved the TV show.
I liked the TV show for the first like 4 seasons. And then it gets a little... Once she goes to college, all bets are off.
Yeah, I think... That's where I stopped.
Once Angel left to go on his own show.
Yeah.
The passion was gone. I hate most of these people. I'm only really invested in Sid here. I don't like Randy. Everyone was a big Jamie Kennedy fan at the time. He does not hold up. She gonna punch her? Is this where she punches her?
I think this is where she punches her.
Conway! How are you just gonna surprise her with this shit?
Yeah. I think this is definitely where she punches her.
I love Liev Schreiber. I think he's great. And I don't like the third movie, but the opening, because there's always
just
a good opening.
Her.
I swore she punched her in the face.
I thought so too, but that was definitely a slap.
Oh, that might have been in the first one. The first one she punched her because she wrote all that shit about her mom.
Yep.
But yeah, the opening to 3 is great, which is all Liev Schreiber on the phone with the killer trying to get back to her mom. But it's like that, like same thing, like, why'd you kill him? He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
And they try to use him as like a red herring. Like, he wasn't a killer, but maybe being in jail has made him a killer. Oh, he's not going by Dewey anymore. He's going by Dwight.
Apparently, yeah. Who knew?
He wants to be a man. Now you're a man.
Yeah. He's... Oh, yeah. Look at him.
Yeah.
With his limp and his arm.
Hands all weird. He's got his fingers all disjointed. And she's still like, I got to get me some of that Dewey. I can't resist his raw sex appeal.
They're not looking at Dewey. I do not. Nope. Oh, yeah. He's...
I didn't like that about the new one. Spoiler alerts for 6 if you haven't seen it. At the end of 5, she's like, I'm not going to write a book about these people. I'm going to write a book about Dewey because he died and he was a hero. And then in 6, she did write a book about them and didn't write a book about Dewey.
Of course she did.
It's like 25 years, and she hasn't learned to not be a bitch yet.
She was never going to learn. See, she liked it. She liked it. Yeah. You see it in her face.
She's like, I like that half a mustache you got going on there. The weird thing is, these two were married. Like, this did work for her. She was picking up what he was putting down. I mean, if you took the mustache off him, he'd be a normal looking guy. They make him look like an idiot all the time.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, God damn, I gotta get on that boy. She's like drooling over him. She's so worried there's a killer about. She's like, you know what's a good place to be? House party.
Party, yeah.
Because clearly those people were safe at that crowded movie theater. I'll be completely safe at this house party.
Oh, she's the daughter in Arrested Development.
Oh, really?
That's where I know her from.
I haven't seen that show.
Oh, yeah. That's where I know her from. I forget her name in there, but that's...
Is she dating Michael Cera in that show?
No. She's his aunt.
Oh, his aunt?
Yeah.
There's a giant rager going on, and we're to believe that Sarah Michelle Gellar is not going.
Get your feet, your shoes off the couch, young
lady. She is beautiful. She can do whatever she wants.
No, you get those shoes off the couch. I can't see her in anything like this, young and without just Buffy.
Well, especially not. She looks exactly like Buffy in this. Because, just like Joshua Jackson, she was probably just pulled off set and was like, hey, come do 3 days on this movie.
Yeah, because she does hair, everything. I'm pretty sure even her clothes are very Buffy.
Yeah, at least in, Cruel Intentions, she has different hair. Mm-hmm. She acts different. She's just acting like Happy Buffy in this as well.
Yeah.
That'd be great if the ghost face came out and she just starts kicking the shit out of him.
Right.
Throws a broken piece of wood into his chest.
He doesn't disappear. She goes, oh, shit, not again. Yeah,
fuck, it happened again.
Gotta move down. Did you watch the vampire movie?
Giles, it happened again. Killed a normal person.
Did you see that, though?
Vampire movie. Yeah, she's watching Nosferatu, the original vampire movie. The movie was made in the 20s. That's crazy. The movie's 100 years old now.
Damn. Yep, come on, Buffy.
But why? We have literally not even seen a scene of her with Nev Campbell.
Yeah, the only thing she did is she had class with Randy.
Maybe she's Timothy Oliphant's girlfriend.
Oh, maybe.
Is he Ted?
Oh, maybe he might be Ted. He sounded
looking
drunk.
Looking it up.
All right.
I do love Timothy Oliphant, though. He was in, he's in The Mandalorian now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Oh, order of appearance. Give me a fucking break. No, he's Mickey.
Oh, then who the heck is Ted?
I'm not seeing a Ted.
Because Ted wants to call freaking Cece here every time he's drunk, so you know what that means.
Maybe Ted was Joshua Jackson.
Oh, maybe.
Not even seeing him on the list.
Random guy named Ted wanting to hook up with Cece.
There's other girls in the house? Then how are you going to get killed?
Yeah. But how do you... Then why don't you think anyone's upstairs? Oh, so she thought she was alone. Oh, he's there. He is in the background.
Did I miss him? I was looking down. I'm looking for him. I'm on the hunt for Joshua Jackson.
I don't know if you're like supposed to. I mean, you do notice him because it's not hard to. But I think you're supposed to focus on the girls.
Joshua Jackson's name is film class guy number one.
What the fuck is Ted?
There is no Ted.
CeCe's pretend boyfriend, or pretend hookup. He's already in the house. I watched him come in the front door.
Just leave, Sarah Michelle Gellar. You're better than this.
Maybe we kick his butt. No eating in the living room.
She had pizza on the coffee table. That's why she died. She was breaking the rules.
Yep. Because we know how much Ghostface likes to follow the rules.
I'm surprised that Aunt Jackie from Roseanne is like a teacher in this movie and not like the sorority house mother.
Yeah, they could have done that. And she could have killed a whole bunch of people.
Why are you so scared? Why didn't you just not leave the side of your sorority sister that was there?
Yeah, just, but you know what? I will go to that party.
Like, what do you need? You need to be here to answer the phone?
Fuck that shit. Hit the door. I've been watching scary things, and I've been told never to open the door like that. Just kick the door.
Yeah, kick doors all the time. Because if someone's behind
it, they're going to get hurt. It's like, oh, I'm just crazy. Thinking about my other TV show where I have to kick ass.
You are a trained, prophesized vampire hunter. What are you worried about?
Right? She's worried about killing another person. Doesn't end up being a vampire.
What happens? She killed that dude in the business suit with face.
Oh, run upstairs.
Elijah Dushku. Now there's a vampire hunter.
That is true.
She wouldn't take no shit from Ghostface.
No, neither would Buffy if she was actually Buffy. She'd already kicked him down the stairs.
Maybe she's going upstairs because she has vampire traps already set up.
So she's assuming that Ghostface is a vampire.
Yeah. Oh, there's some broken wood on the ground there, Buffy. Use your training. Oh, double to the spine.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Just throws her off the balcony.
Yeah.
Oh, why would you wipe it off?
Clean very well.
For what? Why?
There we're be, dying that, or the cleaning?
There better be a lot of exposition at the end to be like, well, you see that girl. She did this. I heard her say the name Billy once and I didn't like her tone, so I had to kill her.
Right?
You know how all 21-year-old girls drink martinis.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, obviously. No, they don't, because they taste fucking disgusting.
Oh, there we go.
I guess we all can't be drinking homemade margaritas out of a Circle K cup.
Woo!
A little peek behind the curtain. That's me. Yeah, it's Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. What about it? It's my day off. This motherfucker's drinking apple juice?
What'd it look like, yeah.
Yeah, at a party. Also, she'd have a boyfriend the next year after
having... That's what I was just thinking. There's no freaking way you would get a boyfriend or trust anyone besides Randy.
She should just be dating this enormous Neanderthal. Like, he's too stupid to be a killer, and he'll protect me from anything. That's what you need. You need a bear. Sydney, get yourself a bear.
Rawr. Or you need you Buffy. Get you a Buffy.
That's true. Go lesbian. You're in college. Experiment. Yeah. Explore your sexuality.
Get both of
you
them.
You see that guy's face with the popcorn bowl?
Missed it. Damn it.
Whoa. There's police here. What? Is she a teacher? Or is she a reporter as well? A fake reporter.
He looks very reporterish.
She is a reporter. I think she's supposed to be some sort of local newspaper journalist.
Yeah.
But she's the killer. Look at her run off at all times. She somehow picked Sarah Michelle Gellar up like she was nothing and threw her off a balcony. Aunt Jackie.
Yes, no way. No way Aunt Jackie did that.
It's more believable than later films where a 5'2" girl lifts Dewey off the ground.
With a knife? Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that more than Aunt Jackie threw Buffy off a balcony.
I still want a Scream movie to open with either the Ghostface getting captured or Ghostface getting killed right away. And then they're like, we got to figure out who this person is and how they're related to all the other Ghostfaces running around. Like a cult of them.
Who's that?
Ran by Stu.
All right.
I think we missed Stu. I wonder if he was at this party or if there's a later party.
I looked, but, you know.
I wasn't paying attention because I wasn't expecting it this early. It's like a blink and you miss it. It's not supposed to be him. It's just, you know, it's not like he's standing back there ominously. Scars of a TV face on his face.
Don't do it. This is not your house. You don't even answer that phone.
All the police left already?
That's right.
Well, there's a dead girl outside. Or is that a different house? Hello, Sydney. I wonder if people in Australia call people they know that live in Sydney and say that. Hello, Sydney. What? She just turned around and there happened to be a ghost face.
Right? And her boyfriend didn't notice anything? Like,
smash
your face.
Oh, there's bars on the windows. Must still be in California.
You've already been through this, though. Like, she's done it.
There's a giant paddle right there. Crack. They're all over the. Look at this paddle. They're lazy with paddles. Just get
really
to smacking. It's like a baseball bat.
Why would you stop like that?
It's okay. It's not okay.
Yeah, it's me. It's me. It's okay.
Jesus, Dewey.
They did Dewey so dirty.
Oh, my God.
Lord.
I wish we could take that back. Let's see it again. Oh, my goodness.
He's I'm sure we will.
Running like he's got Bell's palsy. And then he's just fine in subsequent movies. Dewey, this is a college-age boy. He could have all sorts of communicable diseases.
Yep. And
don't just be touching him. He's just got a light gash on his arm.
It was
He'll be all right.
I didn't see it.
He's not going to bleed out or anything.
It was deep, though. It's going to need stitches or staples.
Just tell him to apply pressure himself.
I mean, you're not wrong. Do you want horrible friggin' hotel, friggin' hospital coffee?
Hotel horrible coffee.
Hospital coffee.
He's like, hey, are you all right? I'm not the killer.
It couldn't be.
Does she just go around telling everyone to call her Sid? Like, it's not really that long of a name. You don't need it to be shortened.
No, I think it just happens.
Oh, she's going to be like, why would anyone go back into that house?
Oh, no.
He's the killer. He did this to himself.
Gotta be. I've seen it happen before. Yep. This poor guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've all been through it, so it's kind of hard not to just, like, you know. Everyone's like, uh-huh.
I know this old sheriff guy from something, and it's driving me crazy because I can't just think of it. But it's definitely from something funny. Where are you, Sheriff Man? Oh. That's Louis Arquette. Is this David Arquette's father?
Oh.
Probably. There's a whole friggin' gaggle of Arquettes.
Mm-hmm.
He's got like 3-4 sisters. Children. Alexis, Patricia, David, oh. Rosanna, Richmond. Yep. That's Daddy Arquette right there. But what do I know him from? I feel like it's an head of
They're telling you why people are being killed.
Well, what'd they say?
It's their names.
That's all?
Yeah, she's basically saying that Marie Evans is Marie Prescott and Paul Stevens was Steve something or other.
Hmm.
And then something Baker, I forget what it was. So that's what Gail is trying to get at, is that their names are what's getting them killed.
Interesting. Not interesting enough. Like, you just killed a bunch of randos that just all happened to go to this school. Really hitting the tequila at the bottom of this cup, Tammy. I got a special at the liquor store. I, like, never drink, but I was like, hey, let's get something. And it came with a mixer, so, you know, it's like a party in a box.
I still don't know, again, how she has a boyfriend after everything.
I don't want to see you get hurt. He got stabbed! Too late for that, sweetheart.
Yeah, he's already in it. He already proved that he was going to run in after whoever tried to hurt you, so...
Can you believe he used to be a little fat kid?
No.
And now he's married to Rebecca Romijn.
Mm-hmm.
He went from the little fat kid in Stand By Me to being married to a supermodel.
Yeah.
Anything is possible, people. Believe in yourselves. It's shocking she had the successful horror career, because her friend's co-star, Jennifer Aniston, also appears in a horror movie. She's in the first Leprechaun movie.
Oh.
Like, right before she did Friends, she's the main character in Leprechaun.
That's right.
And I believe in the Stab universe, David Schwimmer is one of the stars.
God, that's awesome.
It's David Schwimmer and Luke Wilson. Everybody's eating apples.
Drinking Pepsi.
And eating salads. Look at this healthy campus.
Oh, there's tots on there. Freaking love a tater tot, man.
Who eats salad, carrots, an apple, and a fistful of tater tots with a milk?
Something else on there.
There is something else on there. Possibly a piece of garlic bread.
I thought it was chicken.
These are teenagers. They don't have to have a well-balanced diet,
I
guess.
Have bread because Sydney has it and so does the other person.
Aw, he got up and like pulled a chair out and she didn't sit next to him. What a bitch.
Well, yeah, she can't trust him.
These police officers following around look like they're from the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I just wanted to get laid.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He's going to start singing.
Nope. Oh, no, 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 no.
No, thank you. This is not how you... This is... No. This isn't how it's done, Jerry O'Connell.
And no, apparently it works. Kick girls in the face.
Just starts knocking them over.
How much
he took
money
that
did
man's
make?
Dollar. Jerry O'Connell, you're too big of a man to be jumping table to table here, especially not in those loafers. I'm surprised she's just not like, let me cut you off here. I wouldn't say love. I think you're an
right?
All right guy. Yeah, we've only been together for three weeks. Timothy Oliphant's wingman in it like hell, though. He's up here getting people revved up. What are you going to propose? What is this?
That's what I was waiting for. I was like, oh, shit. But it's a necklace that... Oh.
He's going to get the shit kicked out of him for giving his...
For giving her...
His necklace.
She did not want to kiss him.
No.
You could see it in her face.
She's just like, there's a crowd of people here. We knew somebody. You remember Kelly? Kelly, she'll never listen to this. But you remember Kelly?
Yeah.
She was dating a guy once for not a very long time. And he, like, took her out to dinner with his parents and, like, she wanted to break up with him, and he proposed. And she said yes, and I was like, what are you doing, idiot? And she's like,
"Oh,
well, it was embarrassing. I couldn't not say yes. He made a big deal in front of everybody.
Wow.
So then, like, 2 days later, he had to turn around and, like, call his parents and go, oh, we're not, no. She says she actually said no. There he is. There's Luke Wilson, and Luke Wilson and Tori Spelling making Luke Wilson up to look like friggin'... What's his fucking name? Fake Johnny Depp.
Skeet
Ulrich.
Oh, here we go, yeah.
That hair.
Mm-hmm.
That hair, Luke Wilson. Plus the wrinkles on your head say that you're not in high school.
Yeah. How does she know that some of these
it's conversations
happened?
They're Baskin Robbins.
Oh, yeah.
No one's going to get killed there.
No, because no one got killed in the movies or at a frat party.
Ghostface just pops up wearing like an apron.
Because he works there. He's like, oh, ah!
Two scoops of death.
He gets yelled at by his boss, who's like 16.
He's got a name tag. Says Ghostface on.
He's like, come on, Ghostface. There's other customers. Yeah.
I told you to do inventory. Yes, sir.
Stock those kids later.
And you're like, uh-huh.
You're mine until 9 o'clock.
You got time to lean. You got time to clean.
Not the way that you clean that knife, because I've seen you do it, and it's terrible.
I'm going to make a picture for that. Dewey's such like an idiot that he's working out a scheme. He, a trained police officer, is working out what's going on with a film student because he watches a lot of horror movies. And he's like, Randy is the voice of reason. The 20-year-old is the voice of reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck off, Randy. Your chin beard is killing me. I bet that's not real. I bet they just glued that on. You don't look like you can grow a beard, sir.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's quite the scar.
That's why. They're like, remember, we got stabbed together. By probably the same dude.
What, severed a nerve? That's why he has weird arms.
That nerve just grew back? Later on?
Yeah, they gave him nanotechnology.
Stewie's... He's more machine than man now.
Yeah.
But goddamn, can he sheriff a county? How are you going to try to tell her about her own book? Oh, Gail's about to run into Ghostface. I know because of the outfit she's wearing. I remember it from the video I made last year promoting our Halloween events that used Scream 2 footage, and that we never did Scream 2.
Oh. And we're back, like, and we're doing it now.
Yeah, I was like, damn, Courtney Cox looks good in this part. She's also in the He-Man movie, Masters of the Universe.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, she's He-Man's love interest. Well, she's the Earth Girl because Eternia is like another dimension in that version.
Oh.
Yeah. He-Man played by Dolph Lundgren. The Skeletor is really good though. I know that guy. That's the professor from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze.
It is?
It is. He's probably in this because he was the original choice. This film's directed by Wes Craven, who also made A Nightmare on Elm Street. And he was the original choice to play Freddy Krueger.
Oh.
But then he had to back out because he was like allergic to the makeup or something like that?
Or he
scheduled something else, I can't remember.
I would assume that there's a lot of latex going into the Freddy stuff.
And he died not too long ago.
Oh.
Yeah, I always liked that guy. That guy. Let me put a little respect on his name.
Yeah, that guy right there.
Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. David Warner. He's also in Titanic.
What did you do in Titanic?
He is like Billy Zane's like right-hand man.
Oh, okay.
He's the bad guy in Tron. We just did Tron on this show a couple weeks ago. But who is he in? What's his name in Ninja Turtles? Professor something or other.
Just talk to everybody about what's going on. Anybody that'll listen.
She's got to get insight because she's not smart enough in this one to realize anyone could be the killer. What play is this?
I don't know, but I also don't know what play you've got your sound effects going on in the background like that.
I want one of those big waves. They all just did spirit hands.
Those wouldn't be that heavy. You would make them out of like foam and stuff.
Yeah. He also voiced like Ra's al Ghul in the Batman the Animated Series.
Wait, when did she get changed?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that person was already on the stage.
Yeah.
Professor Perry is his name in Ninja Turtles. I don't remember any sort of acting element in her character in the first movie.
No.
What's this dude doing in the background?
Well, it depends. And if it's a dress rehearsal.
Oh, there he is.
Yep.
What is this? Is this like 300 the musical? That's what she'd want to be doing right now. People with knives everywhere.
Yeah, there's a nice, cool, fun little dance sequence.
There's a ghost faced.
Oh no! She's still doing the choreography.
And he didn't notice? This guy can't notice? He's just like, breathtaking. He doesn't notice.
Nobody else notices that one of those guys is ghost faced?
Yeah.
Well, I guess they all have fake knives and one of them's about ready to... Does he do like the thing where he's like, this was amazing, it's the best you've ever done.
Probably, because... yeah. He's like, brava, brava. Yeah.
The best you've ever had done.
There's apparently only 7 different people in this college.
Yes, because they're all right there on stage.
Everywhere she goes, it's all the people that she's been running into. He's like, Sydney, you really found something in that performance.
Yeah.
Bottle it.
We need it for the stage on opening night. She had a lot of ropes.
Now she's going to talk to the guy that was waving the middle around. Get his input on the situation. She got to talk to everybody. Nope, it's Jerry O'Connell. Maybe he was the guy operating the... wobbly piece of metal. Maybe he has a problem with eye contact. His eyes are very darty.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm watching him and he's like looking at her crown, looking at her eyes, and looking at her crown. It's like, I'm gonna take that crown.
Maybe he's high on PCP.
I mean,
he's like, I have to stay alert. This ghost face man out here.
In case he tries to kill you.
Everybody is right, though. Like, they're like, oh, so because you had a boyfriend and he turned out to be a murderer, it makes logical sense for me to be the murderer because I am your boyfriend. Like, no, he's right to be upset. likelihood that everyone you date is going to turn into a serial killer is very low. Same with like the way she treats Cotton. Like, you were accused of murder, therefore you must be a murderer.
Are you making a stink?
Buffy's already gone, bro. There's no bringing her back.
No, he figured if Buffy's gone, then he needs to be prepared.
Except for the numerous times they somehow brought her back to life.
Numerous? I thought it was just the one time.
Well, she died at the end of season 1.
Yeah.
And then she dies again. Remember, she jumped off the radio tower or whatever. And
when?
She did. She sacrificed her life to, like, stop some shit. And then they, like, had to, like, summon her soul back from the other world. And she was all weird.
I must have missed that one. I remember her dying in the first one, but I don't remember.
That's, like, season 6.
Again. Oh, that's why I don't know.
It's late. It's after she has a sister nobody gave a shit about.
Yeah, that's when I was like, you don't have a sister.
Yeah.
Do we?
There's no, like, campus security being like, none of you people go here. You must leave. If he's really the killer, then he should know that you know what it feels like to have a knife go through human flesh. You've been stabbed.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Ghostface is like, hello? Are you right. still there?
How about, hey, that's my line? There's buildings they could be in. Like, there's a lot of places this guy could be if they're like, oh, he can see us.
You thought it was just this random girl sitting on the ground?
That's the way to do it. Be right out in the open about it. I'm going to scream.
They're just snatching everybody's cell phone. It's 1997. You wouldn't be in a corridor to college and there's a shitload of people on cell phones.
There's been two so far.
Besides... There's a guy in the background.
Oh, yep. There's a guy back there. Yeah. Oh, they're going to go get back.
I'll go around back. Very inconspicuous the way you run, Dewey.
This is so crappy. So they're like, let's give Dewey a hurt arm and a limp, but let's make him run a lot in this movie. I'm just picturing some rando running up to you while you're on the phone just yelling shit in your face.
Dewey would not be able to hurdle like that.
Did he really hurdle or did he more fall?
He dove off a ledge and tackled a man with a half paralyzed body. He's about to get ripped into this van.
Yeah.
The windows are down. He didn't hear the guy talking on the phone in the van?
Right? Nope. You can't hear anything now. Because of and these guys.
Everyone was like, Randy, no. Everybody loves Randy. You know who doesn't love Randy?
You.
Me. I don't like Randy.
I know you don't like Randy.
This is the best part of the movie. It's where Ghostface becomes the hero. And no one sees him leave. In broad daylight, wearing a ghost fit outfit.
Poor guy.
She's like, hey, that window wasn't broken on my van. It was him. It was the cameraman. Don't you come in here with your donuts of good tidings, sir? We know what you did.
Oh.
He just left his mask behind?
I say I'm pretty sure he left with it, but I guess you would do that as a killer. You would just take it off and walk.
There's DNA on that.
Yeah, your face. Your dry skin. Look at those freaking computers. Those beefy boys.
Is he going to take over a computer? Some sort of digital ghost face pops up. Hello, Sydney. Text, text, text. Do you like... That looks like Will Forte.
It does!
I love a text pop-up. It's like, what's your favorite movie? Y/N? The police can't save you. That's not how instant messages work.
Yeah, they pop up on a big old screen like that.
No username.
Yep. No nothing.
Just, hey, hide over here. We're going to look at everyone's screen. Computer.
I like how... What the... I keep forgetting that he's supposed to be Billy's dad and that he's not just a college student.
He's not Billy's dad.
I thought he was Billy's dad.
No, he was her mom was just like a super slut and was banging she was banging Billy's dad, but she was also banging Cotton.
I always thought that Cotton was Billy's dad.
No. No, Cotton's just some dude that she saw. Like, I think he found her mom's dead body. And because he had been banging her, so he was like coming to meet up with her, and she had been killed. So she saw him with like the dead body and was like, "You killed my mom."
Oh. I'm 100% always thought he was Billy's dad. He needs to back the fluff up, man.
One day he'll be Sabretooth in a very bad Wolverine movie. Mm-hmm. Did he just knock on her head?
He keeps touching her.
He does. He's very handsy.
And pushing her against the wall. This is not that kind of movie, sir.
She's like, "Why do you know anymore?" He's like, "I don't know, Sydney. Maybe because I just spent the last 4 years in jail because you told everyone I killed your mom." He's very twitchy and shit. I wonder what type of horror... the horrible things happened to him in jail.
Yeah.
Unhand me, police officer. I've done no wrong. Attack. He was just talking to her loudly.
Yeah, they didn't see what happened behind the wall.
Yeah, they didn't see all the actual attacking.
Or he kept touching her.
He knocked on her head. He's like, "You smug son of a bitch." Pistol whips him. This is the 90s. They could do whatever they wanted.
What did she find about Randy?
Yeah. Call his sister. She pops up eventually. Just go get a gun. Go to Walmart, girl. You're an American citizen. Protect yourself. Right? He's like, "Oh, this is it bad. Free me."
You yell it loud enough. It means you are.
He's like, "Look at this fucking guy. Knowing his rights. Arrogant son of a bitch." He's like, "I'm sorry, we have to let him go." It's like, yeah, he didn't break the law in any way whatsoever.
He just yells in the library.
These pictures on the wall of police officers just shaking each other's hands.
Yeah, you didn't haven't been looking at him because I have.
And then there's one just standing there with a hat on.
Yep.
But not a policeman's hat, like a regular hat. He's wearing a shirt and a tie and a baseball hat.
Probably someone from the crew.
They're like, "Hey, we're all wearing police officers' outfits."
Why would you do that?
Why do you have business cards? You just got out of jail.
Why would you lean over her like that and hand it to her or put it on the?
What a creep, too, he says. He's not a creep. Like, he just spent years in jail, so he's wrongly convicted. He has every reason to be upset. We've established a lockdown tonight, so you'll be safe. It's like, yeah, nobody's going to not listen to that. I mean, it's already a law that you can't kill people. Clearly, that's not stopping anybody. So, he's back again.
Has he had a black shirt on this whole time?
Yeah. He had a sweater on before. He's holding it.
I know, but I thought
he's dressed like a beatnik. Oh shit. Look at her eyes. Aunt Jackie's got that murderous rage in her. Some investigative journalist you are, Gail Weathers. You can't identify, you find this person's real identity and learn that they are Billy Loomis's mom.
Right? Is that his taxi just waiting?
Must be.
That Dewey coming down the
Run side? To him, Gail! She's like, Dewey, you know how to use a camera? Use your good arm.
You look bad, so I'm not going to bring him back.
Oh, Dewey standing longingly by that payphone. I bet the payphone rings. She's like, hello? How do you know where we are at all times? Like, all right. I get you. Maybe a quickie first before we go looking for this psychopath.
Right.
He's like, take my weird hand.
I was thinking as I looked down.
This is awkward.
Yeah, she did.
Wait a minute.
We're going to watch it back.
If you haven't noticed, the same six people are in all of these shots.
Every single one of them.
It's like we only got a small cast of characters.
Look, they repeat right here and right here.
There's that girl from Urban Legends again. They're just VCR tapes, and she's like, let's take this somewhere, and we can look at it. They take it to, like, a studio. It's like, you could just take that to any hotel room.
Should I want Dewey to get the wrong idea?
See, they went to the film section, like, cool. We'll be able to find a VCR here.
Maybe they need the special equipment.
Come on, Dewey. Shoots it open. They didn't take my gun. You're in the film school. There should be a VCR in every single room in this building. It's 1997.
I figured they wanted the video archives room so they could, like, slow stuff down.
Oh, look, he's hopping on one foot down the stairs.
The back throws him off balance. She holding the back of her head. They hit foreheads.
Yeah. They're just going to fudge right here.
Yeah, they are. They're going to put the tape in and then just be like.
He's going to make her scream. You're looking for evidence. You wouldn't be fast forwarding.
Oh, there's our people.
What? She's not going to remember what you said? How, you wouldn't be getting that audio from such a range.
No, she didn't have the microphone on. embarrassing.
Fast forward through this part. This is the part you're supposed to be fast forward.
No, this is not the part we fast forward.
Remember that conversation we were both a part of and remember very well because it was yesterday? Let's skip through this part.
No. Dewey and Gale both like to watch.
Oh, shit. Now they're getting down. He's like, I can't get up here. My leg's all weird now. You just...
Oh.
Fucking like this ain't illegal. You were a police officer. He's grabbing some boob.
Look. He's definitely grabbing boob.
He's like, oh, my bad. What footage is that? Like, where is it playing from?
Yeah.
There's two TVs and one VCR. How are you getting two different pictures? I mean, this definitely should have told you it was Timothy Oliphant. He's been walking around with a video camera the whole time. Oh, God. Dude, he's going up the stairs.
Dewey's probably not the one you want going up the stairs.
Dewey, you can't chase people. You can barely walk. What was that camera work?
I don't know.
It went to spin around the room, but it went to the floor for a minute. How did he just pop up behind you? Was he under the desk the whole time?
Oh, yeah. He was waiting. You guys were...
Dewey's falling down the stairs, and no one attacked him.
Just tripped.
He's just like, this is quicker than running.
He did it. I was just thinking that Ghostface was under the desk, was waiting, and then when he heard them start, he was like, oh, I'll just let them finish, and then I'll attack. God,
this is hot.
Yeah.
This will be my favorite movie.
And then
holds the camera up over the edge. This is a part from our video where Dewey gets stabbed again. I think Dewey. He gets stabbed in all the first three movies. And then he dies in the fifth one. So he gets stabbed in 4 out of 5 movies.
Oh, poor Dewey.
Look at him. He's like, she couldn't be in here.
No. Nope, not in here.
She couldn't be around this slight bend in the wall.
Guess I'll just shut the door and leave. Stomp, 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 stomp.
Why does his costume have, like, hangy bits off the arm? Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
It's got, like, tassels.
Definitely always had them, though.
And technically, if he's a ghost, shouldn't his costume be all white? It's because they didn't want him to look like a KKK member.
Very well could be, but he's just a ghost face. His face is white like a ghost.
But that's why they give him the tassels, I bet, because it looks like a ghost. It makes him flowy.
Yeah. Why don't you just crawl across the floor?
Yeah. Get below the window, Gale. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Get dude. Low.
he busted his own skull open from falling down the stairs.
How does he know?
You'd still hear that, even though it's soundproof. You'd hear the vibration. Uh-oh. He stepped on some pizza.
No, pizza wouldn't do that. What if it's old pizza?
Yep. Right in the spine again. Oh, maybe no, this fixes his arm.
I kind of expected like a little girl stabbed in the spine again. Happened, you know.
Jesus.
Oh.
Poor Dewey.
Uh oh. I've lost internet.
But it's just a fake out. Somehow Dewey is invincible. You can take more damage than 50 Cent.
Fuck.
Good thinking, Gale. She's like 12 feet away from me. Why did you think that would work? It's waving your arm around. Stool. I think you're safe, Gail. You can't seem to get through that window.
Oh, no.
And he's gone. I thought that was Dewey running again, but he's clearly been stabbed. I think Tammy's frozen. Tammy, are you frozen? Oh, no. Tammy will return momentarily. Ah, we're back, people. Sorry. Tammy lost connection there for a minute. Jerry O'Connell is dressed exactly like Dewey.
He really is, isn't he?
He's also rocking a khaki jacket.
Did you finally kiss your boyfriend?
Stop kissing him, Nev Campbell. Your face just says, I don't want to be doing this.
Yeah, but she finally trusts him.
Nah. We'll sprinkle in a little best of the bad here while we got some downtime before the climax of the film. That's not a ghost face.
Nope.
His robe is brown. These are his college roommates coming to beat him up because he gave his necklace to a girl.
Yep. Oh, in for it now.
You gave away that clearly feminine necklace you were wearing. Why would they be there?
Maybe you're from the sorority to their fraternity?
No. I call bullshit on this.
Or she gave them the costume and they were all part of the play together. It is the play costumes.
There's... Where is our teacher man? TCRI guy. He's not going to come in here and be like, get off my fucking stage! I have a show to produce!
Right, and you got beer all over the costumes and the props, you little bastards!
Let's see.
What's their curfew?
Well, they're the police. They can be out. Let's see. This had a budget of $24 million. And not bad for $24 million. And it grossed $172 worldwide. No wonder they kept making more.
Right?
What? You're just slashing police officers' throats out in the wild?
Yeah.
And no offense, Sydney, if they were keeping you in police custody for your own safety, they wouldn't let you bring a friend.
I'm sure they would. They need someone to die so they can get away.
You think this is Timothy Oliphant or Aunt Jackie manhandling these police
Aunt
officers? That'd be great if that was revealed.
100% on Jackie. Like I said, who else is going to manhandle a police officers like that?
Yeah. After years of dealing with John Goodman, she's learned how to take a motherfucker down. Just shoot him, police officer person.
You're going to blow his head off but not do anything about it? Come on. It's gonna be hard to see out of that mask to drive.
Oh, definitely. Oh, that went through his skull. Oh my! I don't remember that.
Oh,
do not remember that. That man's head is split open. That was very graphic.
Yeah, it was.
Whew. Hello.
Ghostface knocked himself out.
Oh, I think he did. Yeah. Let's see. This, oh, why? I'm never not surprised when I realize, oh, you can see his ear, how old IMDb is, because this review is from 1998.
Oh.
It says, even worse than the first. This is a one-star review, best of the bad style. This movie was simply long and boring, not to mention a waste of my time. It was similar to the first Scream in too many ways, which made it predictable and not too suspenseful. However, I did not think this movie was horrifying in a way that I wanted. I wanted 2 hours of my life back. If there were to be yet another sequel, I would not bother wasting my time. This movie was not very enjoyable at all. Wow, she's really getting lucky that bar just happened to make a Sydney-sized hole in the car.
They pulled it, but I don't know how she thinks she's going to get out, because that door is...
She's trying to get the gun, I think, right?
Oh.
Maybe? Or she? I guess she's trying to get out.
Because if she can get out, she can open the door, but she's got to get out over him.
Well, you know, this killer that is in the driver's seat she's about to climb over has a knife in his hand. Just take it and jam it into his throat.
You can see through those eye holes. Like, there are many times during this that the light catches it just right. You can see a person.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely take his mask off.
I think she'd be able to see who it was.
She'd tell her, don't do it. Rip his mask off.
Yeah. Just do it. Grab the mask.
Remember door handles like that?
Yeah.
Just climb through the window, Sydney. Remember, he punched the window out and slit that man's throat.
Oh, she does. She's like, okay, get it.
And immediately, yeah, thank you for listening, Sydney. Now immediately rip his mask off and reveal that it's Aunt Jackie and not Timothy Oliphant. Why would that door not be working? They didn't hit anything on that side. Punch through the window.
Do the same thing. Do the same thing.
Just grab a rock or any of the construction equipment that is around and smash the window and then pull your friend out.
Yeah.
And rip this man's mask off. Why wouldn't you?
That's what I don't understand. You want to know who's doing this to you. Take his mask off.
Every single person in this movie is wearing a jacket. Jackets were very in 1997.
Cold. They're all like cropped jackets too. They don't actually like work.
Even Dewey's. Oh, she got out. I thought she was gonna get stabbed.
I thought she was gonna get stabbed too.
No! Don't run away.
Why would you grab
the mask? He's not dead. You want to know who it is. I'm pretty sure the families of all the victims and the Justice Department would like to know who it is as well.
But you're talking and you're giving him a chance to run away.
Yeah, he's probably gone now somehow. I mean, I don't see him in the driver's seat anymore.
Yeah, I don't see his head anymore.
He is. He's somehow gone. He's teleported. He's going to pop over there and kill your friend.
Yep.
How? The door's not even open.
He crawled out like everybody else.
That's true. You didn't hear that? Yep. Dead friend.
Yep. How is he? Well, the other one then.
Stop crying, Sydney.
You can see through the mask.
You didn't take some sort of Brazilian jiu-jitsu class after your boyfriend was a serial killer? Oh, yeah, you could see his eyes.
See through that. So there's no way with her climbing on top of them that she would have been able to look through and be like, oh, my God.
Yeah. It's Timothy Oliphant. Nurse Jackie or whatever. Aunt Jackie.
How
Nurse Jackie,
see?
Someone else. Why is he covered in blood? Oh, he found Dewey. You just found yourself finding another dead body covered in blood, and you didn't learn from the first time of maybe I shouldn't touch this. Run, Gale. It's on Jackie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look what she's like. Really?
Interesting.
Wow. I had no idea.
I thought it was me.
But it hasn't been me this whole time.
What a twist. Let's see, we'll do another one. This one is entitled Sorry, But Thumbs Down. I watched the film Scream, and I was very impressed in the way the film was structured. The way they jumped right into the action at the start of the movie. They wrote move. This film kept your interest the whole time, and I was on the edge of my seat. However, Scream 2 was rubbish. This film lacked originality, and to be honest, was a complete bore. The film was too predictable and lacked vision or plot. Sorry, but for me, this film was not worth the watch. 2 out of 6 people found this useful.
Wow. I mean, he was very nice about it. He did call it rubbish, but he did say sorry.
That is true. Thank you, Juicy One from 1999. Jesus. Thank you for being polite. Gotta read this one. This will be the last one. This one is entitled, It Was Put on the Wrong Shelf.
I think he was kidding.
I was spending a Friday night with my 6-year-old niece, so we thought we wanted to see something scary. Went to Blockbuster and picked this Scream 2 out of the shelf that says horror on it. We both felt cheated. There was nothing scary in this flick, and what's with all those pointless bad jokes? What makes that silly slasher so powerful and scary when all he does is just putting on the tasteless Halloween costume? Even my niece laughed all the way through. A real disgrace to a horror genre. Why are you showing this to a 6-year-old? We saw that dude get his face impaled. Jerry O'Connell, where did all your frat buddies go? She just slapped him.
Slapped him.
Jesus. He killed Haley. Not Haley.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
He can get his arm loose. I watched it.
Yeah.
That one's good. Come on.
Oh, shit. Why would Ghostface be telling you that your boyfriend is a Ghostface?
Yeah.
If he wasn't actually a Ghostface. It's Timothy Oliphant.
No.
Mickey. You now let's see let's see how he's actually related. Oh, he's lying and saying that he's his accomplice. And he's like, I didn't do this shit.
Yeah, what the fuck? Oh.
Poor Jerry O'Connell.
Right.
She's like, I don't know. This would be a 50-50 on the relationship scale so far if you don't turn out to be a killer.
Every time she gets a boyfriend, he's a killer.
Oh, shit. He shot Jerry O'Connell. Ghostface doesn't use guns.
He doesn't.
Yes, he does. He uses a gun in every fucking movie.
He does. Even he does. Even the first one they had a gun.
Every single one. Whenever Ghostface is revealed. Oh, I never would have hurt you. Poor Jerry O'Connell. Yeah. Everyone made a big deal in Scream 6 that in the trailer, Ghostface picks up a shotgun. And like, Ghostface doesn't use guns.
You're right, though. He does.
Every movie. Every single movie.
Yep.
First one. Billy's got a gun. This one, Oliphant with a gun. Third one, Sydney's estranged brother that she wasn't aware existed? He has a gun. Fourth one. Emma Roberts has a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth one. Jack Quaid. And in the new one, everybody's got a gun. He wants to get caught.
That's his whole thing. He just wants to be caught.
So he... So he wants to blame the movies just to get the popularity of it. So like a school shooter. Yeah. You just threw your whole life away for nothing. Huh? She's like, oh, I'm about to necklace your ass. Yeah, you kicked him in the leg and he dropped his gun.
Yeah, that you don't know the leg is connected to your arm muscle that holds gun.
Well, apparently, if you're Dewey.
And how that necklace? She cut his face with it.
Yeah, it looked like she got him in the. Yeah, she did get him in the eye.
Is that thing made of?
Metal.
Yeah, but like, I'm thinking I have a necklace on that's made of metal. I don't think it would do that much damage if I whap somebody in the eye with it. We gotta do some tests, Josh.
Alright. Let's find someone we don't like. We'll start whipping in the face with your necklace. Oh, you want it to be me. Alright. See how it is.
I don't think it'll hurt.
Gail Weathers.
She's the real killer.
Aunt Jackie, I knew it. She's just like, who the fuck are you?
Right?
She knows her. Yes. She knew it was her. You didn't see her on campus? What do you mean?
Oh.
She was literally in numerous locations with her the entire time, and she didn't go, I think that's my psycho killer ex-boyfriend's mom.
60 pounds and a lot of work.
But clearly not unrecognizable since you knew her right away the second you laid eyes on her. So she's like, you killed my son, so I found a serial killer. And sent him to your school. Because as we've seen in this movie, you can't just hang around on a campus if you don't attend school here. And now she killed him just to get him out of the way?
Yep.
Oh, Gail Weathers! Jesus! Gail Weathers has been shot.
She's gonna front flip into the orchestra pit after tripping over the piece that Sydney stands on during the performance. Gotta make sure he's dead.
She's like, I'm not crazy. You killed my son.
Yeah. And my husband was banging your mom.
Yeah, I think. I don't think she ever says that, though. I don't think she cared about that part.
Killing the son parts, you know. That's...
I think you just do that part after.
Yeah, to make it now.
To make sure you really got it clean.
Because you don't, you've got your coat fibers all over that.
Like, they're not going to think it was Mickey if you rubbed your and his fingerprints off of it. Fuck it, you shot Gail, blame it on her. Who gives a shit who did it? She's like, bitch, my son wasn't crazy. We're being very quiet. We are into this.
Yeah, I know.
We're trying to understand what her motive is.
Exactly. Besides the fact that she killed her son.
Oh, blame your mom for being a skank.
Stole my husband and broke up my family. That should have been the shot. She should have said, you took my son, pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
Oh,
beer bottle to the face.
Yeah. If that was on, okay, you're right. Never mind. They had a party there. I'm like, if that was on stage, it would have been like fake.
Yeah, candy glass.
They did have a party there, which makes sense of why it's there. So never mind.
Just go around the set, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, say for the most part, that set is should be there. Should be a way around it.
Oh shit! She's about to Halloween H2O her ass.
Nope, she's going to start dropping set pieces and lights. That show's expensive.
She's going to pin her against a tree and hack her head off.
Yeah. You could jump that.
Yeah, well, of course she could. She's making sound effects.
Why would you do the sound effects? Like, why? Also, you probably want to get a new sound like thing because it spark. And you don't.
That see, I don't think this movie is amazing. It's fine, but it's not. People act like it's the second best one. No, it isn't. Four is better than this. This is better than three. That's why for so long people are like, this is the second best. It's like, well, yeah, the third one's garbage. You seen Gale Weathers' bangs in that movie? Atrocious.
Yeah, see, you can tell they're made of foam. That's not going to hurt you. They're foam.
Nope. Apparently, they're going to bury her alive.
You could see that they were foam. Somebody did a terrible job painting them. You could still see the pink.
They're real bricks, Tammy. Method actors. You
can still see the pink.
You don't have to shut all that back off, Sydney. I don't think anyone's going
to.
She's
gonna be safe if she goes out there. She does need to.
I mean, I guess it is better.
Do real quick for the, you know, lightning forest real quick.
You're looking for like killer. You don't want a bunch of fucking smoke machines going off.
See?
Where's your axe, Sydney?
She dropped it.
Why did you put down the axe? There's a killer on the loose.
Big boulders could have killed her.
She didn't even get scratched. She's like, the woman's just flailing a knife around. Sydney hasn't gotten one little nick. She could have at least got stabbed in the leg
or something.
She's got something
on her face.
Eh, that could be somebody else's blood.
There on the side there, she got nicked. Oh no.
Cotton is just everywhere in this movie.
See if Cotton can make it. Now Cotton's fingerprints are on the gun. Cotton did it.
She's the killer. The guy that this is the woman who created the man that made you go down for murder.
Yep.
He didn't even know. He's like, who's that? Who's Billy Loomis? The guy that actually committed the murder you were accused of. I'm pretty sure you'd know that. Everybody here has got a lot of justifiable homicides going on at the end of these Scream
really
movies.
Do.
Sydney shoots like six people in this franchise. Just gets away with it. He's like, huh, I do want to be the star. Maybe I should let you kill her. Only for a year? I mean, it is a long time, but...
It is.
Could have been worse, Cotton. You were in there for murder.
He kills Debbie Salt there, or Mrs. Loomis. Then he can save Sydney, and that could be his thing.
Yeah, he'd be the hero.
Killer turned around.
Does he have a phone pouch on his belt? Come on, Cotton, you're better than that. He's gonna shoot the knife out of her hand, cowboy style.
Knife doesn't look sharp. I know it's a movie and they're meant to look fake, but it looks like real fake. See, there's like doesn't look like there's an edge on it.
Yeah. What'd she say?
Consider it done.
Which one did he shoot?
Who did he shoot? Oh no. He's like, holy shit, I've never shot a gun before.
Sydney's like, well, you're definitely going to jail for murder now.
Yep. I need him to, like, turn around and start throwing up.
Yeah. He's like, I can't go back. Somebody. I can't go back. Blows his own brains out. Oh shit. Don't give her the gun, Cotton.
Give her the gun, Cotton.
Shoots him.
You gotta shoot what's her face in the head.
Yeah.
Nope. You know.
Bang, 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 bang. Just riddles Gale Weathers with bullets. You can't just be grabbing people, Gale.
Oh, Gale. You could have just gotten oh man. Why have we not shot them a second time?
Sydney's got two guns.
So she can just duel.
She's like, police are going to be like, you know, Sydney, the only fingerprints on these weapons are yours.
Do it.
You shot Gale. You killed these two people. They always come back. You have one experience with this. Timothy Oliphant. They just lit that dude up like a Christmas tree. He popped up in a rage. He's like a Frankenstein.
They always come back, Josh.
Just for good measure?
Yeah.
Like,
Gale is bald.
You still have to be a pretty good shot. Like, I know you're not very far away, but it's still hard to hit a target.
From that day forward, Sydney was never fucked with again. That's how it should be.
Until 2 years later, when this happens again.
Again.
And then 10 years later, and then 10 years after that. And then a year later. Sydney not in the new one. They wouldn't pay her enough.
Is that why?
Yeah.
What is she even going to do, though? Like,
yeah. It was just weird that she wasn't, but yeah. I mean, the legacy characters are kind of useless at this point. They're not really needed.
Dude, we didn't bleed out on in there?
Yeah, homeboy, you've been in there for like 12 hours.
I thought you were dead. We gave up on you, man.
Yeah, never came back to check. I mean, she did get shot.
He got a shoe in the thing under his arm.
Go with him, Gale. Oh, where's his shoe?
It's under his armpit.
It's from when he fell down the stairs.
Been carrying it this whole time.
They think that... Did they get her boyfriend down? His dead body was hoisted above the stage. He's like, not me. I didn't kill anybody.
Yeah.
Nope. Just an average Joe here. Nothing to see.
Just got some blood on my neck.
He's like, boy, how my life has changed. Last year, I was accused of rape and murder. Spent a year in jail, and now I'm out here killing people for good. Here's my business card.
Yep. Oh, Cotton.
Yeah, poor taste, Cotton. Too soon.
Yeah, people died at the last movie, sir.
This campus is literally littered with dead bodies. Sydney, if you don't want to be interviewed, don't walk directly towards the reporters.
I could walk anywhere, but there seems to be reporters right across here. So didn't you hear me? I told you, talk to Cotton. Like, yeah, we got his business card. We're done with him.
What song is on? Is it Creed? I don't know what this is. It's not good, though.
No, it's not.
So yeah, that was Creed. That was not Creed.
that was
Scream 2. We did it, people. Oh, the Weinstein's the scariest part of this movie. So yes, this kicks off the Halloween Spooktacular for the fourth year in a row. We will bring you extra content all month long. We have some fun ones lined up. Jay West is going to return from last year after we did Pumpkinhead to do Pumpkinhead 2.
I love Jay.
The far less good movie. Yeah, Jay's the best. His co-host, Mac East, is going to come on for...
I love Mac, too. I love the boys. They're both amazing, so yay!
Yeah, Mac's going to come on for Slumber Party Massacre, which is a really fun, cheesy 80s slasher movie. Red Fox is going to come on for Your Next, a movie I'm very excited to watch that I have not seen yet, which is apparently a very fun slasher movie. Lance will be returning for a very special episode that I will not spoil because it's very fun. And lots of other stuff. More Halloween movies like we have every year. We're going to do 4, 5, and 6, and probably Halloween Ends because we brought you Halloween 2018 and Kills over the last 2 years. Oh no, is this auto playing Scream 3? I don't want to watch that.
Yes, it will.
No, none of this. So tons of fun stuff lined up. There will probably be a Jeopardy game in there somewhere and lots more events with me and Tammy and Ben. And I'm sure Miles will show his face at some point.
Yay!
But yeah, if you have any movies you'd like to see us do, reach out to us on social media. We are FMBN Podcast on Twitter, FMBN the number 4 and the letter U on Facebook and Instagram. Buy some of our merchandise. We have spooky Halloween merchandise at our Threadless store, which is fmbn.threadless.com. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts. We will read your review on the show. Tammy does an amazing YouTube show. Tammy, tell the people all about your stuff. You got 2 minutes.
Yeah, I play video games. I play video games online. We play horror games because we also are into our spooky months. So if you love horror movies and horror games, check us out. We are The Nearly Dead Duo. You can find us on all of the socials, The Nearly Dead Duo. That's it.
Yeah. And we will be back next time with something frightening. But until then, I'm Josh.
And I'm Tammy.
And this is the Four Nerds by Nerds podcast signing off.
Stay spooky, my friends.